educational podcast on health and sexuality. I am Jessica Ruel, an adolescent health specialist and prevention counselor for the Taylor and Romulus Teen Health Centers. Today I will be discussing HIV 101 basics. I hope you enjoy the show. First off, what is HIV? What does the acronym stand for? The H in HIV stands for human. This is a disease affecting humans only, which means that you can't get HIV from a mosquito, despite risks for the West Nile virus and other things, or from contact with a cat. The reason I bring this up is because some cats have FIV, or feline immunodeficiency virus, which is a similar immune deficiency virus found in some cats. Although rumored otherwise, HIV only affects humans, so you don't have to worry about insects or other animals infecting you. The I in HIV stands for immunodeficiency, meaning that the immune system is compromised, which is part of the body that fights off infection and keeps you healthy. And finally, V stands for virus. Viruses cannot be cured, only treated. So even without symptoms, it will always be in your body. What about AIDS? What does AIDS stand for? The A in AIDS stands for acquired, meaning that this condition occurs over time. The I and the D are immune deficiency, so it makes it very difficult to stay healthy since the immune system, which fights off illnesses, is compromised. And finally, the S in AIDS stands for syndrome, a situation in the body. HIV is the virus that can pass from one person to the next. What is contagious? AIDS is just the term that we use once someone with HIV's immune system has dropped to a certain level of illness, and they have an inability to fight off infections. In order to have an AIDS diagnosis, a doctor has to determine that the level of T cells in an HIV-positive person is below 200, or they have two or more opportunistic infections, like certain strands of pneumonia that take advantage of the compromised immune system and infect HIV-positive people. How do you get HIV? There are four fluids that transmit HIV, and they are blood, semen, vaginal fluids, and breast milk. So, not saliva, not sweat, or tears, or urine, or any commonly exchanged fluids. HIV is not passed through casual contact. Hanging out with a friend or even drinking after them is not going to give you HIV. Sexual fluids, like blood and breast milk, are much more intimate fluids, and you basically have to have a closely involved relationship to contract HIV from someone. We say that you can acquire HIV through three methods: blood, sex, and birth. Blood, meaning sharing needles, perhaps for injection drug use or through tattoos or piercings. Sex, meaning oral, anal, and vaginal sex. All three are risky. And finally, birth, meaning from mother to child. But even if a mother has a baby that is born uninfected, she can't breastfeed because the milk would then be infectious. Well, I hope this educational podcast on HIV was informative. Have a great day.